Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
The Spanish philosopher and hunter José Ortega y Gasset, in his book Meditations on Hunting, had a section where he talked about the relationship between predators and their prey. I paraphrase what José said here. For every tactic the prey developed to hunt a particular prey species, that prey species, through evolution, develops a counter tactic. The prey species counter tactics are the balance that nature developed so that predators don't wipe out their prey species. The evolutionary advantage lies with the prey. Hunters recognize that humans have the technology to wipe out wildlife if they so choose. But it's our ability and ethics as hunters to put limitations on the use of technology so that hunting doesn't become wanton killing. And these limitations come in the form of applying the principles of fair chase to hunting. Years ago, I was on a committee and I was tasked with coming up a methodology to assess advancements in technology in hunting against the principles of fair chase. In conducting my research, I came across a committee in Wyoming that was tasked with doing exactly the same thing. And they developed a fair chase framework for regulating technological advancements in hunting. The preface to their work, I'll just read this from their actual report. The list of high-tech equipment available today is staggering. New products hit the market almost daily. All are designed to make it easier to get your game. They vary from simple items that have minimal impact or no impact to inventions of unthinkable advancement. If we agree, sports like hunting and fishing are traditional by definition, then it would follow there should be limits to protect that tradition. A good term to apply here is quote-unquote fair chase. At some point, harvest success and the quest for it can lead us to cross the fair chase line, allowing equipment that substitutes for skill and effort, we eventually end up needing to draw a line. Where do we draw that line? The framework for assessing technological advancement in hunting against the principles of fair chase in this report from Wyoming basically boils down to two key questions. The first question, does the technological advancement overwhelm the animal's ability to avoid detection? The second key question, does the technology overwhelm the animal's ability to elude the hunter once it has been detected? When I think about it, these two questions are brilliant because essentially the counter tactics that Gasset was talking about that have evolved in prey species can all fall into these two categories. So the first part of this assessment framework around detection, to drill down a little bit more on that, the Wyoming framework poses this question. How much opportunity is allowed for a game animal to avoid detection by the hunter in the first place? So they're thinking about how do you impose limitations or regulations around hunting. You need to think about how much opportunity is allowed game animals to avoid detection. This piece is talking to technological advancements that are helping hunters find the game. So these are things like infrared, real-time game cameras, spotting animals from aircraft, from drones. These are all technological advancements that many jurisdictions in North America have already prohibited in their hunting regulations under the principles of fair chase. It's making it too easy for a hunter to find the game. Now, the second part of the Wyoming framework is about the animal's ability to elude the hunter once the hunter has found the animal. The question the Wyoming framework drills down on this question: what is the potential for a game animal to successfully escape a hunter once the hunter is aware of its presence? A lot of the limitations for this second question in the framework revolves around weapons for hunting. And they break them down into long range, mid range, and short range weapons. Because this has to do with how close the hunter needs to get to the animal before he's able to try and kill it. So essentially, the closer the hunter has to get to his prey, the greater chance the prey will know it's being stalked and will flee its hunter. The Wyoming assessment framework is looking at two things. Where do we draw the line, and how do we draw that line when it comes to assessing technological advancements in hunting? It uses two key questions. One, does the technological advancement overwhelm the animal's ability to avoid detection? And does the technological advancement overwhelm the animal's ability to elude the hunter once it's been detected? So there you go. There's one way to assess technological advancements in hunting against the principles of fair chase.